Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perikhes, Mishnah Zayin. Now what if someone says, Oive, he wants to keep his property as long as he's alive. On the other hand, he doesn't want the halachis of Yerusha to dictate who gets what, he wants to be able to give it away as a gift when he's still alive. But being that a person doesn't know when he's going to pass away, so how can he have both worlds, so to speak? How can he make sure that he gives it away when he's still alive, yet he wants to keep it as long as he's down here? Mishnah gives us an Eitzah. HaKoysev Nechasev Lebonav. Someone writes a shtar, giving his property to his children, but he wants to still be able to use it. Sarach Sheyichtav. He would have to write that he's giving it away Mehayoyim from today Uliyachemisa, and after he dies. What does that mean? Make up your mind. Is it from today or is it after you die? No, we understand what it means. The actual property, the keren, that belongs to the children right away. But the father holds on to the right to use it and to keep its payrice until he dies. The guf hakarka goes to the children right away, but the payrice, any produce, rights to use it, that he's holding on to. If he doesn't write these words, mehayoyim, then it's useless. Because then the matana would only go to the children after he dies, and one cannot give a matana after he dies. It's only the halachis of Yerusha that distributes it. Tivri Rabbi Yehuda, Zayat Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yoisiyam, Rabbi Yoisi says, ain't it tzarech? He doesn't have to write this from today, even if he just writes that the gift is to take place after my death. And this shtar has today's date, the day that he writes it. It says in the shtar, this and this date. So and so told us Adam, the witnesses, that he wants this to go to his children. We understand that the gufa karka starts on that day. If not, what do you write a date in the shtar for? So according to Rav Yossi, it's good, even if he doesn't put in the words mehayoyim. The date serves that purpose. Someone writes the shtar properly. The guf of the karka, the actual karka belongs to his son, but he maintains the right to use the karka, take from its payrice, and it's his until after he dies. So he can use the payrice. But what he can't do is sell it. Ha'av eina yachl limkar. The father can't sell the property itself. Neshenk suvun leben. Because the karka, the property, has already been written over to the son. V'ha'ben eina yachl limkar. For his part, the son can't sell it. Neshenk b'rishus ha'av. Because his father still controls the property, at least to the extent that the payrice are his and so on. Macharav, memela, if the father taka sells the property. So what's going to happen is mechurin, it'll be sold atchayamas until he dies. In other words, whoever bought this can use the property, can take the payrice as long as the father's alive. Macharav ben, if the son sells the property during the lifetime of the father, ein lekech ben klum, the buyer gets nothing. He can't eat the payrice atchayamas ha'av until the father passes away. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Ha'av, the father, Toila, she can rip out the peiros, detach the peiros, Umachli can give it to eat, he can feed it, Chomisha Yirtza, to whomever he wants. It's his peiros. Again, this is the father who wrote to his son, Mehayoyim Uli Acher Misa, that I'm giving it to you from today and after I die, meaning to say, the Gufa Karka is yours from today, but I have the peiros. Now, suppose he cut off the payrus, ripped off the payrus, they're still laying in the basket or piled up on the threshing floor. Didn't give them away yet. And then he passes away. It's like the Mishnah. Umasha haniach talish. Any payrus that are detached, again, when we say payrus, we don't necessarily mean apples or oranges. It means, you know, tfua, but whatever it is. The father passes away, and we have payrus that had already been cut off. It goes to his yarshim. Not to the son who he gave the field to. Because these payrus were detached from the ground when the father was alive, and at that time it was his property. When the father passes away, all of his property that no shtar was written for goes to the regular yarshim. And the shtar was only written for the gufa karka, for the actual karka, not for the payrus. So again, umashahiniach tolush. When the father passes away, payrus that were left detached, the reyushal yarshim belongs to the yarshim. However, payrus that were still connected to the ground when the father passed away, that's part of the field. And the field had already belonged to the son from the time of the shtar. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. This person passed away and left no instructions what to do with his property. No, so what's the shaila? Then we have the halachis of Yerusha. Well, the shaila is lemaisa, he may have little children. Who's going to support them? What are they going to live from? Hiniach bonim gedoyle mektanim. If this father passed away, he left both older sons and younger sons. Ein hagedoylem misparnesim alektanim. The older sons don't get their clothes. Alektanim on the cheshbon of the ketanim. Veloya ketanim nizoinin. And the younger sons don't get their food. Alekdoylem at the expense of the older sons. Ela rather cholkin b'shava, they divide everything equally. Here's the issue. Father passed away. The estate is here. The money is here. We didn't divide it yet. It takes time. It has to be divided properly. Meanwhile, the older children say, look, we need clothes. You know, yeshiva is starting. I need a suit. I need a jacket. I need a shirt. The little ones also need clothes. But their clothes aren't as expensive. The little ones need food. But they need more food than the older ones. The little ones are home. They keep eating and eating. The older ones, you know, they pack lunch and they go weiter. At least that's how it was in the times of the Mishnah. So our problem is, if we're going to say, look, even until we divide the estate, we still need our clothes, the older ones are going to say. And the younger ones say, we need food, we need nash, we need this, we need that. It's not going to be a fair dividing of the property. So technically speaking, the younger ones can say to the older ones, no, you can't just take clothes from the main account before it's divided. That means we're all going to pay for it. And the older ones can say to the little ones, no, you can't just take food from the main account. Rather, chalken b'shava. They divide the estate equally. We have to first divide it, exactly who gets what, and now that you have your own share, take what you need from your own share. Nasu gedoylem, let's say, before they divided the estate, the older sons got married. This is after the father passed away, before they divided the money. And they took the money for the chasana expenses from the general estate, before it was divided. Then Yisu Aktana, when the younger ones get married, they're also entitled to have their expenses paid out from not just their share, but from the undivided estate. That's called Tfusas Habayis. So what we're going to do is, the older ones say, look, I have to get married. I need money. Need money for the chasana. Need money for the chasana expenses. Okay, so what are your chasana expenses? Let's cheshbon out your chasana expenses are $50,000. We're also going to put away $50,000. It's not going to be divided for everyone equally. We're going to set it aside for your younger ones. But they're not getting married yet. Doesn't make a difference. If you're getting this money from the general estate before it's divided, then they're entitled to chasen expenses as well. So again, nasu agdoilim, if the gdoilim did the tzarchei achupa from the general fund before it was divided, meaning from their father's money after the father passed away, again, before it was divided, what's that called? Tfusas habayis. Then yisu aktanim, set aside that money for the little ones as well. Now suppose the older ones got married when the father was still alive. Father passes away. Now the younger ones say, we're going to get married. We're going to have to take the money from our share in the Yerusha. So it's not fair that we didn't get married yet. Because the older brothers, they got married from money that their father gave them. From what our father gave them. It's not from their chelik of the Yerusha. So we want whatever money you got when you got married, we want to have that money, not from our chelik, but from everyone's chelik. Like from father's money. That's not a taina. The Im Amru Ketanim, the Girsa of the Batanur of Im Amru HaKetanim, if the Ketanim are going to say after their father passed away, we want to get married, and everyone has to chip in. Kedech Shenasasem Atem. Father gave you money when he was alive. That was from our chelik. We have less of a Yerusha because of that. Ein Shoymin Lehem. We don't listen to that. Elam HaShenasem Lehem Aviyam Nasem. Whatever the father gave them, he gave them. Whatever a father gives away has nothing to do with the Yerusha that the father gave away. Aye, they're going to tell you, but our father gave so much money for the older ones, Yvadi would have given us also. This is the Hashgacha Pratis. He gave it to them when he was alive. Now he's not alive, so you get it from your Yerusha. Not from everybody. Not from the father's estate, which would mean everyone has to pay in then for it. Okay, quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. Someone wants to write his nechasim to his sons, but he still wants to maintain control over it. There's a way to do it. He has to write mehayoyim aliachar misa. That means the gufa karka, the actual principal, he's giving to his son from today, but the payrois, rights over the karka, that only goes to the son after he dies. So as long as the father is alive, he eats the peyrus. They helped Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to put in the words mehayoyim. If he doesn't put in the words mehayoyim, he's only giving it after he died, and the tana doesn't work after you die. Then it would go according to the halachis of Yerusha. Rabbi Yaisi says he doesn't have to put in the word hayoyim because there's a date on the shtar. So that kind of speaks for itself, that he meant for the gufa karka to belong to the son from that point and on, when the father was still alive and he has a right to give away a gift, but he holds on to the peyrus. Now, in this situation where the father gave away the gufa karka, but he holds on to the peyrus, the father can't sell it because it officially belongs to the son. The son can't sell it because it's still in the rishus of the father. He controls it. He has the peyrus. If the father does sell it, so whoever buys it can eat the peyrus, but only until the father dies. If the son sells it, the lekech gets nothing until the father passes away, because the son has no right over the peyrus. Father can detach, take off the peyrus, and feed it to whomever he wants to. It's not part of the Yerusha. But if the father passes away and there were peyrus that were already detached, that's not part of the karka. The regular halachis of Yerusha are going to be employed to divide the field. But peyrus that are connected to the karka at the time that the father passes away, that's part of the gufa karka, which technically was given away as a gift to the son that the father gave it to, and it would belong to him. The father left over older sons and younger sons, and they didn't divide the estate yet. The older son says, well, we want to buy our suits and our hats. No, the younger ones can say, no, you can't do that. Why? You can also get your clothes from the general estate before we divide it. Yeah, but our clothes is a lot less. And the younger ones say, we want our food, which is a lot of food, a whole day. They're eating. They're little kids. They need a lot of food. They're home. They eat a lot of food. The older ones can say, no. We don't eat that much. You're going to be getting a lot more than us. Rather, you have to first divide the estate equally. Everyone gets their share, and now you can do whatever you want with the money. If the older ones got married using money from the estate, from the tfusa sabayas before it was divided, we set aside the same amount of money for the younger ones to get married. That also comes from the general estate before it's divided. If the older ones got married during the father's lifetime, the younger ones can't say, well, you didn't have to deduct from your share from the wedding. Father gave it to you. If father was alive, he vaday would have given it to us also, that amount of money to get married. So we want the money from the general fund of the estate, not just from our chelik. That we don't say. Everything is b'shet and hashemayim. Everything is b'hashgacha. No one has an extra penny or a less penny, more so than what he's supposed to have. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged. This is for their good. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. The older ones got married from the father, and they get their full share of the Yerusha. And the younger ones are going to have to pay for their wedding from the share of their Yerusha.